综合模拟篇。
综合模拟演练一，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
I hear there is a possibility you may go to Denmark next month.
You know, I'm in charge of an important project that has to be finished by March. I'm not sure if I can find the time to attend the meeting in Denmark. Text 2. Stephen, if I go to England and I can choose among Manchester, Liverpool, and London, which one would you say is the best?
I've never actually been to Liverpool, so I can't comment on Liverpool. I have spent a short time in Manchester before. I enjoyed Manchester. It's a very lively city. But I've actually lived in London, and I feel like my heart is in London.
Text 3.
When will the train from Boston arrive?
It was scheduled to be here at 9:15, but now it is expected to be 15 minutes behind schedule. Text 4. Do you know Jack?
Yes. His memory is exact, and not once have I seen him make a mistake.
Text 5.
This is a great restaurant. You can get anything you want here.
Anything except good service.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Hey, let's go out and grab a couple of beers tonight.
Sorry, I can't. I have to work late at the laboratory.
Nigel, you sure lead a dog's life. What's up with that?
My boss wants me to finish this project tonight.
Hey, let's go out and grab a couple of beers tonight.
Sorry, I can't. I have to work late at the laboratory.
Nigel, you sure lead a dog's life. What's up with that?
My boss wants me to finish this project tonight.
Listen to the 7th material. Answer the 8th and 9th questions.
Do you have any plan for dinner tonight?
No, I was thinking of eating a frozen pizza or something. How about you?
I was thinking maybe we could make dinner together. What do you think?
I'm absolutely useless at cooking.
I could teach you how to cook something healthy. The frozen pizza is so bad for you.
I know it is not good for me, but it is cheap, convenient, and very tasty.
Do you have any plan for dinner tonight?
No, I was thinking of eating a frozen pizza or something. How about you?
I was thinking maybe we could make dinner together. What do you think?
I'm absolutely useless at cooking.
I could teach you how to cook something healthy. The frozen pizza is so bad for you.
I know it is not good for me, but it is cheap, convenient, and very tasty.
Oh, hello. You must be our new neighbor.
Yes, that's right.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Jane, your neighbor across the street. I'm an eye doctor.
Nice to meet you. My name is Jack. I'm studying at Birmingham University.
Good. Tell me, when did you move in?
2 days ago.
Well, if there is anything I can do for you, please let me know.
I certainly will. Is there a post office around here?
Yes, there is a post office 2 blocks up the street.
2 blocks up the street. Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, hello. You must be our new neighbor.
Yes, that's right.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Jane, your neighbor across the street. I'm an eye doctor.
Nice to meet you. My name is Jack. I'm studying at Birmingham University.
Good. Tell me, when did you move in?
2 days ago.
Well, if there is anything I can do for you, please let me know.
I certainly will. Is there a post office around here?
Yes, there is a post office 2 blocks up the street.
2 blocks up the street. Thanks.
You're welcome.
The temperature is going to drop tomorrow. Don't forget to wear heavier clothes.
But it's not cold at all today. How could the temperature drop so suddenly?
The weather changes fast this season.
You're right. I hope summer will come soon. It's my favorite season. Many people like spring best, but not me. Sometimes it's as cold as winter. I was going to wear a dress tomorrow. Now I'm afraid I'll have to wear a heavy coat.
Why did you want to wear a dress tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Lisa's birthday. I bought a new dress especially for the party.
In that case, I'll drive you there tomorrow. It's warm in the car.
That's very sweet of you, Ted. But aren't you going to a lecture tomorrow evening?
It has been put off for a few days, so I'm available tomorrow evening. By the way, when does the party begin?
It begins at 7 o'clock.
Then I'll come and pick you up around 6:30.
Come half an hour earlier, and we can have supper together. There won't be any supper served at the party.
All right. The temperature is going to drop tomorrow. Don't forget to wear heavier clothes.
But it's not cold at all today. How could the temperature drop so suddenly?
The weather changes fast this season.
You're right. I hope summer will come soon. It's my favorite season. Many people like spring best, but not me. Sometimes it's as cold as winter. I was going to wear a dress tomorrow. Now I'm afraid I'll have to wear a heavy coat.
Why did you want to wear a dress tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Lisa's birthday. I bought a new dress especially for the party.
In that case, I'll drive you there tomorrow. It's warm in the car.
That's very sweet of you, Ted. But aren't you going to a lecture tomorrow evening?
It has been put off for a few days, so I'm available tomorrow evening. By the way, when does the party begin?
It begins at 7 o'clock.
Then I'll come and pick you up around 6:30.
Come half an hour earlier, and we can have supper together. There won't be any supper served at the party.
All right.
听第十段材料，回答第17至20题。
Josh and I have been best friends for over a year.We hang out together almost every day. However, about a month ago, we had a big fight. That day, I went to Josh's house to watch a movie with him, but Josh said he wanted to go and watch his older sister's performance at school. When I asked if I could come too, Josh said no. I felt hurt. I asked why I couldn't come, and Josh said, "I want to do something without you."I ran home feeling sad. When my mother saw me, she asked why I was blue. I told her everything. She said, "If you really get along with someone and have a good time when he's around, you will want to spend all your free time with him. But spending every single day with someone can be boring. Sometimes you both need some time of your own." Hearing what my mother said,I knew that there wasn't anything wrong with our friendship. I also learned that Josh and I shouldn't spend every single minute together.
Josh and I have been best friends for over a year. We hang out together almost every day. However, about a month ago we had a big fight. That day I went to Josh's house to watch a movie with him.But Josh said he wanted to go and watch his older sister's performance at school. When I asked if I could come too, Josh said no. I felt hurt. I asked why I couldn't come, and Josh said, "I want to do something without you." I ran home feeling sad. When my mother saw me, she asked why I was blue. I told her everything. She said,If you really get along with someone and have a good time when he's around, you will want to spend all your free time with him. But spending every single day with someone can be boring. Sometimes you both need some time of your own. Hearing what my mother said, I knew that there wasn't anything wrong with our friendship. I also learned that Josh and I shouldn't spend every single minute together.